Hey guys, today we are talking about five ways to unlock your potential. So I just want to talk about how this came about. So I guess we can all agree, everyone is wanting to become the best version of themselves, physically and mentally. Like at my gym, we built it to help busy professionals achieve their fitness goals with simple, effective, and result guaranteed workouts in 60 minutes. We understand that time's valuable, and that's why we created like a training and nutrition system that anyone can follow 4 to 6 times a week to unlock their full potential. Our commitment is to providing high quality education and knowledge, like a fun, informative training experience and results-based methodology. So I want to talk about one of our clients, Sharad. I've mentioned him a few times on the podcast, but essentially he's a busy professional who wanted to transform himself physically and mentally, but he didn't have the time to spend hours in the gym. I mean, who fucking does? He was looking for like a short 60 minute a day way to get lean, strong and confident. He needed a program that was like not only a physical overhaul, but also a mental one. He wanted to become the best version of himself and achieve a physical transformation, but he was struggling to find a program that fit his busy lifestyle and guaranteed results. Sharad, maybe similarly to you, realize that if you don't take control of your health and fitness, you'll suffer some serious health issues, like a lack of energy, decrease in overall quality of life, and a bunch of other health issues that fester over time. The potential dangers and consequence of not taking action become very clear. And I think like Sharad, like maybe you, at some point you decide that enough is enough. Enough is enough to make change and take charge of your physical and mental well-being like Sharad did. At that time, he reached out, signed up for one of our programs, and was ready to become the best version of himself. After some time feeling lost and overwhelmed, he decided it was time to take action. And then, the coaches and team, we started helping him with some guidance and to navigate through the obstacles that he was going to face with his health. At that time, when he started with Helix Gym, we made a promise to him to help him become the best version of himself physically and mentally. The team at Helix Gym met with Sharad, and then, we were really keen and eager to understand his struggles and his goals. I knew that we had a good track record of success and simple and effective programs, which we also had the credibility with, which was great. I know like when Sharad or anyone comes in, they're feeling a little bit vulnerable and unsure, but they open up to like the guidance and, essentially we told him the physical struggles and consequences that could happen if this thing was neglected further and further and further. But, he was frustrated, defeated, and unhappy with his current state. The gym, I'd say, empathetically listened and encouraged him to channel these emotions and feelings into motivation to create a positive change for himself and his kid. Sharad underwent a physical change, and we could all agree that changed his life forever. He became physically and mentally stronger with a newfound confidence and a sense of purpose. He started to see the world a little bit differently and through a new light as he achieved his desired outcome with the help of the gym. These transformations are, it's evident in these transformations, all these types of transformations, that his performance in the gym and his relationships with those around him were were uniquely different, and they were leaps and bounds apart. When you really take control of your training, everything in life gets better. Sharad finally achieved his outcome, and life became came a lot better. He told us he wakes up every day feeling energized with the confidence to take on any challenge that came his way. He no longer feels held back by his physical limitations or self-doubt, but instead empowered with his newfound strength and resilience. His relationships and everyone around him, like the relationships with them, became deeper, and his professional success skyrocketed. And I think now he kind of lives in a world or a possibility that anything is possible when you take control of your health and fitness. Why did I even tell you that story? I wanted to talk about what unlocking your full potential actually is. So for me, it comes down to a few things. They are strength, mindset, physique, relationships, money, happiness, and fun. I'll go through each of them in a little bit of detail. So for strength, like unlocking your full potential for me would be, are you able to perform physical feats of strength? Like, can you lift your, 2 times your body weight off the floor? Can you squat 1.5 times your body weight? Can you bench press 1.5 times your body weight? Can you get out of bed and play with your kids? Can you, sit down on the toilet without struggling and using the wall? Like, these types of things. Like, your full potential will not be realized from a strength point of view unless you can master those things. The weaker you are as you're younger, the weaker you're going to be as you age. You're going to need to build up like a tolerance and a base level of strength that when you go into an older age, you're going to be able to use. And everyone's seen like old people that are absolutely decrepit who never built up a base of fitness and strength. They struggle when they get older because they are so weak and brittle. You can prevent that. And you can prevent that with training and strength in the gym. So let's talk about mindset. Becoming the best version of yourself in regard to mindset is, are you able to push through every day without being an emotional little bitch? Did something bad happen in your day and you just completely fucking blow up? And that blow up causes you to fall out with people around you, causes you to fall out with coworkers, causes you to fall out with like your loved ones and your spouse because you're just being too emotional. And people that are too emotional, and this comes into mindset, are just going to have a hard time in life. No one wants an emotional little bitch who gets upset about anything. It's just not a fun person to be around, and you're a fucking HR nightmare usually. Most people sabotage their success with emotions. I'm sure you can agree. It's like, even subconsciously or consciously, they just self-sabotage everything they do by being overly emotional. Like, everything is a problem. And partly because, like, these types of people never experience great pain physically. Like, they never put themselves in hard situations, therefore they just completely blow their load. But if you put yourself in hard situations physically, you become a lot more emotionally resilient and mentally resilient, which is one of the most important things about starting training. Next, let's talk about becoming your full potential in terms of physique. So everyone has a genetic potential, so a maximal genetic potential. Let's say my genetic potential is 100 kilos, 10% body fat for my height. Am I getting towards that, you know, if I want to? Am I getting towards that genetic potential and the ability to unlock my full potential by hitting my genetic peak? Or am I leaving a little bit of room in the tank because I'm not training, I'm not doing the nutrition, I'm not doing the recovery, I'm not looking as good as I could? And I'm a strong believer in, like, the better you look or the stronger you are relative like to your goals, the more potential you can achieve and the greater things you can do and the more people you can help. No one with, well, it's going to be harder. People with a shitty physique or a shitty look are going to get less respect in the world. They're going to have less mates, less people who are interested in them. And what I mean by mates is like the opposite sex or whatever sex you're trying to attract. They're going to be less attracted to you because, you know, the first thing that someone sees is your physical appearance. And if you look like shit and you're out of shape, then you're just going to get less potential for mating going forward. Next up, let's talk about relationships in regard to becoming your full potential. Are you enjoying the extent of what a relationship has to offer, or are you not because you can't reach its potential? Because you are sabotaging yourself from a mindset or relationships point of view or physique point of view. Like, you aren't even able to attract a mate because your physique is out of shape, you're too emotional, or you can't handle emotion, or you're shut off from emotion, or you just haven't put yourself in hard situations enough to warrant the dealing or warrant the respect of a potential mate. It's all like, you know, strength, mindset, physique, relationships, they're all related. Everything's related. Nothing's random. You don't get anything randomly in this world. Or, like, you can get something randomly, but it won't last. Like, if you're constantly getting subpar people or relationships or women or men or whatever it is, it's a sign that something's not going right in your life because that's the thing you attract. And then we'll switch over to money. Once you unlock your physical and mental potential, money is easier to make and hold. You hear these stories about people who win the lotto. They win like 10, 20, 30, 40 million. And then a couple of years later, they just end up blowing the money because they haven't like earned or learnt the ability to hold that money. They have bad habits. They spend and waste all their money. when money comes to them, they just get rid of it and they don't hold it and they can't invest it. It's because they haven't discovered their full potential. And discovering your full potential in terms of finance is a skill as well. Everything is a skill. You need to, it's a skill to get rich. It's a skill to make money. It's a skill to hold money. It's a skill to get money from people. All these things come under the same banner, and it's unlocking your full potential. And the first step to unlocking your full potential is getting your physical body in the right frame of mind. As soon as you get your physical body in the right frame of mind, you start to respect what nutrition you put into your body. Then once you've unlocked the strength and the physical body, your physique will start changing. Once your physique starts changing, you'll naturally attract better relationships, and then you look to want more from your career or the business that you're in. Then once you have the career or business, you'll start to unlock money. Money also gives you options and then creates happiness. They can go in different orders, but you'll find that, you know, most of the time, all of these factors, strength, mindset, physique, relationships, money, they will be present. It is hard to juggle all of these things. And if you think about them like juggling balls in the air, they're hard to keep up. But if you keep the foundation solid and you keep working on yourself and developing yourself and becoming the best version of yourself, it isn't to say that it's not possible. I'm not saying I'm living, breathing proof of all of these, but in some small degree, I have success in each of these areas. And that is just by putting one foot in front of the other and wanting to become the best version or the full version of myself every single day. So to wrap up this podcast, I'm going to go through some common blocks in unlocking your full potential. So most of the time, people prioritize the wrong things. What I mean by prioritizing the wrong things is they wake up every day and they'll go on their phone and they'll scroll social media for an hour in the morning. Then they'll get up in a shitty mood. They'll be fucked off for the day. They'll go to work, work 8 hours, get home, they'll be pissed off, had a fight with their boss, didn't really accomplish anything because their emotions are high. They'll just rinse and repeat, do the same thing every day. Yes, you'll gain money from this method, but you only gain money from a certain type for a certain period, and then it'll run out and whatnot. Instead, you could prioritize your physical health, get up an hour earlier, work out. You'll be in a great mood. The hardest part of the day is accomplished. Then you'll start to respect yourself a little bit more. You'll eat better. You'll feel better. And you'll start to put a good energy out in the world, and that energy will come back to you in terms of opportunities. The point I'm trying to get with this one is the prioritization or your priorities are wrong. The first thing that people should prioritize on a daily basis is their health. And prioritizing health, the easiest way to do that is by training first thing in the morning. If you can't train first thing in the morning, that's okay, but it needs to be a priority, because I know that the afternoon peoples that train, they tend to have more things that pop up and stop them from actually consistently training. The key here is consistency. If you're not consistently doing it, you're going to be tired, sore, beat up, angry, frustrated, and you'll never get in that rhythm. The beautiful rhythm of consistency is one of the best things about training. Once you get that dialed in, anything's possible for you, but it all starts with training, and you have to prioritize the right thing. The second most common block with unlocking your full potential is mindset blocks on training, relationships, and nutrition. And what I mean by that. So let's hypothetically say I get a 40-year-old woman, 45, let's make her 45, let's call her Sally. She comes into my gym and she says, I don't want to sign up with you because every trainer is scary. It's like a boot camp instructor and I'm going to get punished in here. And she doesn't sign up to my gym for X reasons. Those reasons have nothing to do with me, and I'm not going to do those things that this she thinks this trainer is. But previously, she's had a bad experience with a trainer, which is limiting her from achieving success with us. That is a mindset block 101. Just because you've had a bad experience with something doesn't mean that's going to happen again. The other example here is like women and guys, everyone does this. Oh, all guys are cunts. They fucked me over. They cheated on me. They were dicks. I'm never going to have a relationship because all guys are cunts. All guys are not cunts. There's some great guys out there who will treat you with respect, who you have a great relationship with, but if you're blocked off to the fact that getting a relationship is impossible because all guys are cunts, that is also a mindset block of yours. Every situation can be completely different if you let it. If you don't let it, you're going to end up in the exact same situation that you are right now. You have to have an open mind with this. Next up, we'll talk about a mindset block with nutrition. So, let's say you have an ethical belief that all meat is bad. Very common belief, by the way, in today's age. But that common belief takes you 5 years down the road. You never have a single animal protein. Then, during that five-year period, it's four times harder to get results as a plant-based nutrition follower. 5 years down the road, you've got anemia. You're sick. You have low iron. You're depleted. You've lost muscle, gained fat, feel like shit, sleep like shit. You're pale. You look bad. What is the knock-on effect of those 5 years for that ethical reason that you don't eat meat, which is fair enough, but if you don't do it for ethical reasons, then you need to at least give your body the respect of supplementing properly. And a lot of people don't do that. They just think it's fine to not have meat or animal products for a period of time. It's not fine for your body. It may be fine for your conscience and your mental health and whatever ethical reasons that you have, but it's not fine for your body. And that is also a mindset block. A mindset block to believe, well, to start with, and then it transitions to a physical ailment, because we all know, and it's been proven time and time again in the research, that eating a plant-based diet is not good for your health. And lastly, kind of ties in with my first point here, is a lot of people don't make time to train. Like, it's not a necessity for their life. I believe it's the most fundamental aspect of life. Obviously, besides like procreating, having kids, having love, all that type of shit. But you're not going to have kids if you're a piece of shit and you're unhealthy. You're not going to have kids if you look like shit, because there won't be anyone to mate with. So I believe it is one of the most important things to do is make time to train. 60 minutes a day. Not hard to do. And then my last points here. I've got five ways you can unlock your full potential. Really fucking simple. Set aside time to train 4 to 6 times a week on a program. Don't go and do random shit in the gym. Follow a program from someone that knows what they're doing, not some pencil neck strength coach or someone you saw on Instagram. They have to be reputable and they have to have the ability to get results for you. Number two, set aside time to learn and implement those learnings for your career or financial gain. So you don't know what you don't know. There is so much information out there. If you do not take the time to find that information and utilize that information for the benefit of your life in terms of making money, building a business, building a career, improving your relationship, etc., 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 you are going to have a bad time. The whole point, well, I feel like one of the whole points in being a human is learning. You need to learn and become the best version of yourself. The way you do that and unlock your full potential is by learning from people who have done that before you. My third point. Consume food for fuel. I've been guilty of fucking around and finding out with this one a little bit last couple of weeks, but food is fuel. Shouldn't be treated. Well, yeah, I guess you can do it for ethical reasons. I'm going on the vegan thing again here, but like, I get it. You can be ethical and not eat meat, but like, you need to put in the right nutrients in your body in some way if you're not going to get it from meat. But consume food as fuel. What you require to recover, grow, and become the best version of yourself. Number four, set aside quality time for relationships and friendships. I like to put this in my calendar on a Sunday. I'll say, what social events do I have this week? Pencil them in, usually 1 to 2. What night's date night, and when am I going away and spending some quality time with my wife? Not just like time on the couch watching Netflix, arguing about business and who's killing it more, etc. Actual time. Number five, set aside time for fun and enjoyment. And the way I like to do this is also on Sunday, I'll set aside time that I'm going to go ride my dirt bike, go for a run, play COD, like something like that. So 1 to 5 again, 4 to 6 times a week on a program, That's number one. Number two, implement time to learn and grow and actually fucking use it. Number three, food for fuel. Number four, set aside time for relationships and friendships. Number five, set aside time for fun and enjoyment. Let me know if you got something out of this podcast. We are riffing on unlocking your full potential.